USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden signed 9 bipartisan bills into law on Tuesday, all connected to improving health care for military veterans.
It's a sacred obligation because veterans are the backbone, the spine of who we are as a country.
Among the efforts is an expansion of access and improvement of cancer screening and treatments for military vets. The school district police chief criticized for waiting too long before ordering law enforcement to confront and kill the gunman at a Uvalde, Texas elementary school was MIA at a city council meeting on Tuesday. Pete Arredondo was newly elected to the panel. Mayor Don McLaughlin said he was unable to explain the absence and expressed his frustration with reporters about the lack of information. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, 6-piece towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Gun control is at the top of the agenda on Capitol Hill this week. Tim Berg reports.
Bipartisan negotiations in the Senate on gun control legislation continue following a string of deadly mass shootings, including the killing of 19 children at a school in Texas. Lawmakers have come up short on gun control bills time and time again, but Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky Mitch McConnell hopes this time will be different.
We're waiting to see if we can get an outcome that directly relates to the problem that brought this issue to the fore one more time. I personally would prefer to get an outcome.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson has 24 lawsuits pending against him, all tied to sexual misconduct allegations. In addition, the New York Times reports he met with at least 66 female massage therapists over a 17-month period. This is USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the roll and go, go anywhere MyPillows, and 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen testified on Capitol Hill on Tuesday. Reporter Lance Pry has the details.
When America was energy independent, inflation was down and gas prices were low. Now that the Biden administration has reversed course by removing pipeline delivery systems and put strangulating bureaucracy into the exploration and extraction of energy, the Biden administration's Janet Yellen on the Hill today continues to say what ails America is outside influences.
We may be energy independent. And we're actually exporting oil, but we're part of global oil markets, which are subject to geopolitical influences.
Longtime oil producer John Catsimatidis says oil prices per barrel would drop in half within days of opening America's spigots.
Gas prices show no signs of slowing down, and neither does crude oil. This leaves predictions of summer pump pain for drivers. A recent report from Goldman Sachs and quoted by The Hill noted that prices for crude oil could hit $140 a barrel this summer. Currently, crude oil prices sit at $120. To compare, in September 2019, crude oil prices sat around $58 per barrel. Jim Seals, who teamed up with fellow musician Dash Crofts on such 1970s soft rock hits like Summer Breeze and Diamond Girl, has died. Seals was 80. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.